Okay, today's daf is Megillah daf Lamed Aleph. Let's get into the sugya of Amiras HaKarbanos, saying Karbanos every morning, that appears in our Siddur. The Gemara tells us here on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis that on the days of the Ma'amados, when the Bnei Yisrael each had a designated group, and one of the groups stayed in their towns and had special davening and Kriyas HaTorah, so they used to lay in for Ma'isa Bereishis. So Minan Imili, why they learn from Ma'isa Bereishis? Amar Biyami Omali Ma'amados Lonis Kaimu Shemayim V'aretz. Were it not for the Ma'amados, Shemayim V'aretz wouldn't stay in existence. So that's why the Ma'amados lane from Ma'isa Bereishis. Shnemar Im Lo Brisi Yom Avalai L'Chuk L'Shemayim V'aretz Lo Samti. Vixevin connected to that. Ma'isa Bereishis Hashem Elokim Bama Eda Ki Irashana. Ma'amados are connected to the Karbanos, and that connects to what Avram Avinu heard from Hashem. By the Bris Ben Abasarim, Hashem says, I'm going to give you children, and Avraham believes. Then he says, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, and he says, how do I know? Amar Avraham Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Shema Chas V'Shalom Yisrael Choten Lefanecha, maybe Bnei Yisrael will be Chote, V'yata Osei Lehem Kedor HaMabal Kedor HaFlaga, and then you're going to destroy them. Right? They're not perfect. Maybe they're going to sin. Amar Lo Lav, Hashem says, don't worry. Amar Lo Fanev Ribono Shel Olam, Bamo Eda, how do I know? Amar Lo Chili Eglu Mushileshes, V'gomer, take the animals as split animals, but what's the message? The message is karbanos, right? Eglim shaleshes. Rashi says, klomar, ha karbanos yechapru aleihem. So the karbanos will be mechaper. So you don't have to worry. You have the karbanos. Says the Gemara, Amar Lefanev says Avraham, Ribono Shel Olam, Tenech Bezman She Beis HaMikdash Kayam. Fine, I understand Bezman that we have a Beis HaMikdash, that the Karbanos will be Mechaper, Bezman She Beis HaMikdash Kayam Matei Aleim. But when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, what's going to be for thousands of years? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Amar Lo says Hashem, Kfar Tikanti Lehem Seder Karbanos. I have already been misaking for them. I have already declared that they could say the Karbanos every day. Calls Mancha Karin Bahin, as long as they are Kore with them and in them, Ma'ale Ani Alehem, Kilo Makrivim Lefanai Karban. I consider it as if they were Makrav the Karban. If they say their Karbanos, is Kilo, they were Makrav the Karbanos, Umochel Ani Akol Avonosehem, and I will be Mochel their Avonos through the reciting of the Karbanos. So this is crucial. This is Amiras HaKarbanos. This is quoted in two places in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in Simin Memches. That's where specifically our Gemara is quoted about Amiras HaKarbanos. A whole Simin dedicated to Karbanos. Simin Memches is Omrim Parshas HaTamid Upsuke Karban Shabbos Omrim Eitzel Parshas HaTamid. The Ramah starts off. The Omrim Parshas HaTamid. We say Parshas HaTamid every day. Mishnah Berurah V'hu Bimkom HaKravas Karban HaTamid. That's in the place of the Hakrava of the Karban HaTamid. Shekein Kiblu Chazal. Remember the Mishnah Berurah quotes our Gemara. Shebizvan she'ein beis hamikdash kayam ve'ein yucholam hakriv karbanos misha osek bahen uvaparshiosehen ma'alel avakasav kilu akrivam. Whoever is osek in them and their parshios will be ki'ilu they were makrivs. That's the parsha of the Tamid. V'yeshomrim seder ma'aracha v'ribon ha'olamim atat tzivisanu v'yemiyef shalom omro b'tzibur yachol omro b'beiso. You could say it at home v'yalachzor parsha z'tamid levad im atzibur, and you could say the parsha of the Tamid. That's in Simin Memches. We don't even have to go that far. Simin Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. The first Simin in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tov Lomar Parshas Akeda, Parshas Amon, Parshas Dibras, O Parshas Ola Mincha Shlamim Chatas Asham. It's good to say that. That's what we say, Yizeh Omakoman. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Kishi Yisai in Parshas Ola, Yomer Yirasim Ofanech, Yizeh Chashim Mekubal, Kilu Hikrafti Ola, Vekach Yomer Acha Parshas Mincha Shlamim, right, to say, yeah, the Yihiratzon, Kilu, we brought the Karbanos themselves. Rabbeinu Yona in Maseches Brachas seems to say that this is a din d'oraisa. Saying the Karbanos every day is a din d'oraisa. Rabbeinu Yona says this on Daf Hey Amad Aleph in the Daf Hey Harif on the line of the Mishnah Lo Hifsid Kadam Akorei BaTorah. Remember when somebody says Kriya Shema after the time, so you didn't get the schar of saying Kriya Shema Bizmana, but it's like somebody who says Torah. So V'yesh Lishol asks Rabbeinu Yona Ma Balashmienu. What's the chiddush of this? Lo Hifsid Kadam Shakorei BaTorah. V'zeh Dvar Pashut. It's obvious. If you say Kriya Shema after the time, it's as if you're saying some Torah. Of course, it's saying some Torah. This is three parshios. This is sections of the Torah. So why would I have thought otherwise? V'tirets Harav Rabbeinu Shlomo Minahar. He quotes Rabbi Shlomo Minahar. The Yasal Hashmina and the Afal Pishat Dvarim Shebichsav Lo Natnu Lo Omrin Al Peh. Even though Dvarim Shebichsav usually not allowed to say not in a cloth. V'sharp Sukim Eini Yochol Likro Afilu Hachi Kriyashma Yochol Likro Sal Peh. Kriyashma, you can always say al peh. V'yava b'sheinu kori also l'shem chova. Even though you're not saying l'shem chova, you're allowed to say it. Kiva chenitna la'omra al peh l'chova yachal la'omra afilu shalo l'chova. Since the parsha of Kriyashma, it can be said l'chova, and it doesn't need a klaf, so you can always say it. Kol ha'pa'amim sheyirtze. U'mizeh ha'tam tiknu lomar parshas karbanos al peh b'chol yom. And that's where they were masakein, to say karbanos balpeh, because it is a chova. And then the Rabbi Yona quotes our Gemara. Bizbashi bizbizkayim, eiz bizkayim, say the karbanos ki ilu, they were makriv. Mizea tam nami omrim baharbi makomos parshas brechas koanim, v'chulus. Rabbi Yona seems to quote this as a real chiv. As a real chiv, maybe other Rishonim don't hold of it, they don't mention it. Remember that Tosfos in Brachas and Daf Yud Gimel, which discusses potential parshios that you're mechuyev to say midaraisa, parshas zachar, mikra, bikurim, vidui, meiser, but not mentioned is karbanos. Okay, but this is the, Rabbi Yonah seems to say it's a real chiyuv din, real din, chiyuv din. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav mentions in Simen Aleph, maybe if somebody is learning all day, the Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have to say karbanos because he's busy learning. But if you look later on, it's Mem Memches, he says, the minhag is for everybody to say it. Minhag is for everybody to say it, so that is what generally we do, and all the Gedolei Yisrael also say that one needs to say karbanos. The Mishnah Berurah does quote from the earlier sources as well that one should try to understand what one is saying. There in Siman Memches, nearly Pasha, Debisha Yodea Sefer, Mitzvah Lilmod Bigamara, Pirish Hamim Razu, Vachay Masha Anu Omrim Bechol Yom, and Yonah Yasi Yasak Torres, Kadeshi Yavin Mashu Omer, to know what you're saying. Ubazete Chashiv Loha Amira Bibkom Haktara. If I have no idea what I'm saying, then maybe if I don't know, just like if I don't know if I'm bringing a carbon, I'm just doing it Bisasik, it's not going to work. So I should know what I'm saying. I should understand the Ktores and the Tamid and the like. Related to this is also the fact that we know, it's a fascinating Ahara, and that is we know there's Talmud Bavli on Kachim. All the Mesechtos in Kachim have Talmud Bavli, except for Midos. But there isn't on Zeraim and Taras, besides for Brachas and Nida. Why? Because those were on Lamaisa. So Kachim, why is Kachim more Lamaisa than Taras and from Zeraim? So the Chavetz Chaim talks about this. It is Maimar Torah Or. Torah Or was a Maimar that he wrote, 12 Prakim. It's printed at the beginning of Asif HaSakenim, which was are all the commentaries of the Achronim on Seder Kachim that the Chavetz Chaim put together. So it's printed at the beginning of that, and he talks about the importance of getting ready for Mashiach and learning Karbanos and learning Kachim, and the how learning Kachim protects a person, and it's an important part of Torah, all the different Prakim. And there, in Perek Aleph, that's what the Chavetz Chaim discusses, that one has to focus on learning these ideas. And if one learns them, it's lemaisa as if he brought the carbon, more than other areas of halacha. That's why there's Seder Kachin, there's Talmud Bavli, because Chazal knew that studying these, it's Gili brought the carbon. So it is lemaisa. No, it is lemaisa. V'chi b'shvil she'b'nai nutunim ha'gola yehe'a binyin batel, gedola, kriyasam, batora, kibinyana. Lech amar lehem she'yasku, lekros, batora, tzuras, abayis. Learn about the Beis HaMikdash, read about the Beis HaMikdash. So the Chavetz Chaim will get back to that if there's time. More related to that. We do have an idea of all mitzvahs. Right, whenever I can't do a mitzvah, I shall learn about it as ki'ilu, I get some credit. Right, the Taz writes this in his commentary on Rashi in the Divrei David at the beginning of Ishlach. Right, Rashi quotes there, v'tayeg mitzvah shamarti, that im lavan garti v'tayeg mitzvah shamarti, but the Taz asks, but he couldn't have done all tayeg mitzvahs. He's not a Kohen, he's not a Melech, Eretz Yisrael, all the different mitzvahs that couldn't be done. So he says it must be that he did the mitzvahs that he could do and he learned about all the mitzvahs that he couldn't, and that's why it's tayeg mitzvahs shamarti. Or the Meshechach writes this in a certain way about all mitzvahs, right? The Meshechah, we've quoted many times in other contexts, that there are two psukim, one in Yisro, one in Mishpatim. The one in Yisro says Nase, the one in Mishpatim says Nase v'nishma. The one in Yisro has a yachtav together, Nase. The one in Mishpatim does not have a yachtav, and it just says Nase v'nishma. So what's the relation between these two psukim? They're describing the same event. So the Meshech Chachma says, really, there's not one Jew that could do all the mitzvahs. Right, not one Jew. There are some mitzvahs of Torah, yesh shel kohanim, v'yesh shel levim, v'yesh lekohen gadol, v'yesh lemelech, ol Sanhedrin, v'yesh lemishi yesh lo karka ubayis. So how does any one Jew do all the mitzvahs? Oh, all together, If I do what I'm supposed to do, and he does what he's supposed to do, and they do what they're supposed to do, then collectively we've done all the mitzvahs. That's this pasuk. Yachtav na'aseh. They could do them all. What's the other option to do all the mitzvahs? Learning about the ones that we can't do. Na'aseh v'nishma. Then you don't need yachtav, because every single person can do it. V'kol echad tzorech l'kayim mitzvah t'libo, u'lachayin al mitzvah shein ein l'kayim an tzorech l'ilmod. T'kala osik b'toras chatos, kilu hikrif chatos, o l'hachzik lomni Torah. So he says the Meshach Chachma, and says the Taz, in a certain way, all mitzvahs have that element of learning about them as ki'ilu you did them. Even the mitzvah Esan here on our Gemara says, doesn't Lekat Shechen Peo also bring kapara? So what was Avraham Avinu worried about? Right, there's a medrash that says if somebody brings lekat shechapeya, they also get kapara. So the mitzvah Eisan says maybe that's only according to the opinion kishel ashaita kishel asilavo, that the land is kedushas forever, like we had earlier in Daf Yud. Vahi the Torah's kohenim ena elamadam kishel shronim kishel asilavo v'lo bala kedusha saaretz bechurban habayis v'ikachiyev the shumas and meisros ben haTorah. But our case, our Gemara is even according to the other opinion. Okay, so you have this idea by other mitzvos, but Chazal only say it beferish by Karbanos. Right, and that's why there's a certain element that's unique to Karbanos and learning about Karbanos and saying Karbanos, and that's what the Chafetz Chaim discusses emphatically in Ma'amar Torah Or in the first parak and the other prakim. Even the details of the Kriya reflect that there's a real parallel in terms of the halacha. And we have to know, Rav Pinkus writes in his commentary on Sidra Tefillah that, you know, the whole tefillah, the whole davening is like a building, it's a structure. There's the foundation, and then the first floor, and then the second floor. And you can't just skip, because then the whole building is shaky. And we have to recognize that everything that makes it into the Siddur, you know, is something chashuv. Everything makes it into every sitter. You know, there are some sitterim that have extra skulas, but everything makes it into every sitter. So the karbanos is the bottom, is the foundation of the whole building. Call seder karbanos. I'll call prata v'chavanosav who chelak mi'amivne hanorav aniskav shanu bonim mitchilas asider ad achar alin lo shabeach ubelize yishchor bevinyan. Therefore, you can't skip. People skip. And if you didn't say it beforehand, okay, if you're late, you could skip and say it afterwards. But this is all the basis of everything that comes afterwards. We have to take it very seriously. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Mem Zayin that you're not supposed to say Karbanos before dawn, before Amud HaShachar. Let's say, like this, the time of year of the winter, so I want to start davening before dawn, before Shachris. So says the Shulchan Aruch, one shouldn't daven too early. Some things can be said earlier, maybe certain brachos. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Mem Zayin, O Sif Yud Gimel, Uparshas HaTamid SheYamtin LaAmrat SheYerayom. Right, you can't say that earlier because the carbon was only brought by Yom. Number one, number two, Mr. Brua says standing. Mr. Brua quotes a Machlokes Achronim, whether one stands for Karbanos, because all avoda is done ba'amida, and for sure, he quotes from the Prima Gadin that the karban tamid has to be said standing. Shakaran b'tzibur b'kol ram. So again, standing, the parallel is ki'ilu, you're actually doing the avoda, right? Because if it's just a remez, a ki'ilu, okay, I'm sitting down, but it's ki'ilu. But if you're actually meant to stand, so then that reflects the seriousness of the parallel. The Aruch HaShulchan has an amazing suggestion in Siman Aleph. Right, the Karbanos discussion is either in Siman Aleph or Siman Memches. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Os Chavav, V'yei shekasav, shetzrichan lomar parshios elu mu'umad, dafka, mishum de Yoshev pasol avod. That's the Magen Avram. Magen Avram is Siman Memches. He says, Yoshev is one of the psulim, if you have to be standing up. V'rabim cholkim bazeh. And many say, don't take it so seriously. The Shari Tshuva quotes from the Tuol Shar and the Chacham Svi. U'be'emes, atu kol Yisrael hayim akrivim. But then the Aruch HaShulchan says, is it really true that all Bnei Yisrael have to stand because all Bnei Yisrael are makriv? Right, haray Kohanim makrivim. Only the Kohanim are makriv. Zeshanu omrim ki'ilu hikravnu mishum shakarban hayeshal klal Yisrael mimo shel trumas halishka. Vakohanim shluchenu v'shluchei shemayimim. The Kohanim are our shluchim. V'im mishum ma'amados sheyachiv al klal Yisrael. The ma'amados include all of klal Yisrael. Atu hayim mechuyav and lamu dafka. They didn't have to stand in the ma'amados. That wasn't actually avoda. Lachei nirlani is daiti. To Kohen, Sarach Lamod. The Kohanim, when they say this avoda, they have to stand. The Yeshlo Lachshov Ilu Haya, Bizman HaMikdash Haya Ba'atzmo hamakriv v'hamaktir. So the Kohanim should stand up when they say karbana, says the Aruch HaShulchan, aval Levi v'Yisrael ein tzarech la'amod. But a Levi and Yisrael do not have to stand up because they're not actually doing the avoda. That takes it very seriously, the parallel between standing. The Ramah continues. Ramah says, what if you're saying you said karbanos, let's say, earlier, and now you're saying it again in shul? The second time, you shouldn't have kavana that you're saying it as a chova, because you already brought the carbon, so to speak. The Rama says, "V'lachzer parsha satamin levana matzibur v'yachavin v'pamashnia kikorei batorah." Quoting from the Torah, so again, taking it very seriously. The Rama continues also. The Rama in Simin Nuntes talks about Mizmor Lasoda. Mizmor Lasoda. The Rama says Nun Aleph. The Rama quotes right. We say Mizmor Lasoda ein omrim. The Shulchan Aruch says that all Pesukei Dezimra should be said slowly and carefully. Ein omrim hazmiros bimerutza ki im benachas. That's a very hard Shulchan Aruch, and many of us are not makpid about this, and we just zoom through it. But the Shulchan Aruch says it should be said slowly. It should be said slowly. We think Pesukei Dezimra is like an extra at the beginning if you get there on time. And if you get there on time, oh, it's like you have to say the whole thing. If you get there late, okay, then you rush through it, then that's so to speak normal. But the Shulchan Aruch says Mizmor Lasoda Yishlamer Benegina. Mizmor Lasoda should be said as a song, a mizmor. Shekol hashiros asidos libado chos mizmor lasoda. There's something special about mizmor lasoda. But then there are ma'ez ve'in omer mizmor lasoda b'shabbos v'yantif. We don't say mizmor lasoda on Shabbos and yantif. Why? Because the mizmor lasoda is a carbon nidava. There are four cases where we should bring a carbon toda, but it's not said on Shabbos and yantif because ein toda kreva az. The carbon toda is not brought on Shabbos and yantif. Obi me pesach. We don't say mizmor lasoda on Pesach. Because the Karban Toda has 40 loaves, 10 of them are chametz, which you wouldn't bring on Pesach. Shein Toda kreva behemishim chametz, velo be'erev Pesach, right? Because you would only have a short time to eat it, and not an erev Yom Kippur, because also you would have a short time to eat it. That's called ein mevim kachin lebeis apsol. You can't bring a karban in a certain situation where you would have a limited time of eating it less than normal. And that's why you don't say it on erev Yom Kippur, you don't say it on Pesach. I mentioned in the past, I was once in a shul in a certain community on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and the chazan skipped Mizmor Lasoda. And I thought I missed it, so I waited the second day, and he skipped it again. It was the same chazan. So I went over to me afterwards. I said, why did you skip it? He says, you don't say the Chol HaMoed. I said, look in the Siddur. It said, don't say the Chol HaMoed. Pesach! On Sukkos, you do say it. There's nothing wrong with saying Mizmor Lasoda on Sukkos. It's just Pesach because of the chametz. The Rama says, next parallel, in Kuf Lamed Beis, that we say Pita Maktores. Yesh Lomer Pita Maktores Erev Avokar Achat Tfilah, because the Ktores was brought every single day. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that the Rama quotes that we should say it carefully, Mitoch HaKsav V'Nat Bal Peh, because Ha'amira Bimkom HaHaktara, saying it is ki'ilu your makta the ktores v'chai shinan shemi yedalag echad misamaneha. Maybe you'll skip one of the ingredients, and we are reading and we say if you're makta the ktores minus one of the ingredients, you're chai misa. Therefore, you have to say it carefully. And the Rama says, and maybe that's why in Chutz La'aretz, that's where this mina comes from, they don't say it during the week. Nusach Ashkenaz. Right? Shememar l'malachton v'chai shinan shemi yedalag. Right? The poskin, the Beis Yosef, is mefakpek about this. Right, the minhag in Nusach Sfard and in all of Eretz Yisrael is to say it every single day. The Mishnah Berurah summarizes, Halo ein misa ela b'haktar v'lo ba'amira. But it's amazing, you have this parallel that it's there's at least a daya out there that takes it very seriously. Vo din misa ela b'mezid v'lachena madachtake nogin la'amru b'chol yom. You can say it and don't worry, just do your best. V'yisha kashfu de'osan shein omer rak b'shabes ein margalu b'fumayo kokach yomer b'tocha siddur. Especially if you don't say it every day, you're not used to saying it, then for sure you should say it from a siddur. Either way, just the fact that there could be this idea of the parallel of the amiris k'toris and l'aktaris k'toris, again, reflects the seriousness. The Isha Yisrael discusses whether an Avel says Karbanos. Because if it's just learning Torah, then they cannot say it. But it might not be just learning Torah. It's also about Hakravas Karbanos. So that is a discussion here. He says on top, an Avel should not say it, should not say Karbanos. But he quotes from the Mishnah Berurah that Yish Makomos, they don't say Zel Makoman, and some places they do. So Avel is rather, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes that Avel is allowed to say Parshias HaKarbanos. Again, that would be because it's part of Tefillah. It's part of the Tzura of the Tefillah, and not because of just learning. But final point, there's a discussion in the Beis Yosef about saying the Yehi Ratzon. It's back in Siman Aleph, right? Yehi Ratzon, Kila Grafti Ola, Yerta Kila Grafti Shlomim. So we say you don't say the Yehi Ratzon by Chatas, because Chatas is only if you're Mechuyev. You can't, like, give that as an adava. What about Asham? What about Asham? Asham generally is also is like Chatos, right? Asham Gazilas, Asham Ilos, Asham Shivcha Harufa, Asham Nazir, Asham Sora, Asham Talui. Asham Talui is the question, because there's a Deya in Meseches Krisos, in Mishnayos, that you could bring a car Asham Talui every day, because it protects you from Yisurin. Even though Asham Talui is really, in any situation where I would be Chayav Achatas, Bevadai, I bring an Asham Talui Pesafik. But there are those Tanoim that say you can volunteer an Asham Talui. So that's a question about Minhagim. Different Sidurim have different formulations, different Deyas in the Beis Yosef about saying the Hiratzon after Asham Tali. But either way, the seriousness of these comparisons show us that Amiras HaKabanos is a crucial part of davening, that we should try to do our best to say properly.